Good morning, everybody, and a Freilichim Chanukah. Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis. We are holding at Tanur Rabbanan on the very last line of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Goldaba Simcha La Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, as well as by Lazer and Linda Schicker, to commemorate the fourth yahrzeit of Lazer's father, Shmuel ben Eliezer Lipman Halevi, Neshama Shavna Aliyah, and also by Esti and Avi Goldstein, Lila Nishmas, their beloved son, Zachary Goldstein, Chaim Tzvi ben Avram, on his sixth yahrzeit, which is this Shabbos. Zachary was my Talmud, and we miss him dearly. His neshama, Shavna Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. Today what we're going to talk about is Ibur Hashana. So we're going to talk about a lot of different brises about Ibur Hashana and explaining the brises, why it is that we don't do Ibur Hashana during years of famine, why it is that we have to time the Ibur Hashana specifically at a particular time of the year and not at other times of the year, why it is that we cannot be Ma'abir Hashana from one year to the next year, and how we navigate Shemitah when it comes to Ibur Hashana. What the Gemara is going to talk about, that once it's already Nisan, that it's too late to be Ma'abir the Shana, and someone may have made a mistake about that at some point in time, or at least may have come close to making a mistake about that at some point in time. And it's the Holdaf. The Holdaf is all about Ibur Hashana. So let's begin. Again, the last line of the page on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, Tan Rabbanan. So says the Braisa, Tan Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abir Nes Hashana B'Shnei Ra'avon. We do not add a month to the year during years of famine, because the old grain is probably finished during years of famine. People need to eat from the new grain. If you're Ma'abir the Shana, you're delaying when the Chadash is going to become Mutter. You're delaying the second day of Pesach when the Chadash is going to become Mutter. So that's a month of people not having any food to eat. So we cannot risk that. We cannot be Ma'abir the Shana during times of famine. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe points out that the Pasuk says in Sefer Melachim Beis that V'ishba mi bal shalisha v'yavei li'ish ha'lukim lechem bikurim esrim lechem sa'orim, that there was a guy that came from a place called Baal Shalisha, and he brought Elisha and his Talmidim 20 loaves of bread that are made from barley that had just become ripened at that time. There's no area, there's no region of Eretz Yisrael that, whose grain ripens more quickly or sooner than the area of Baal Shalisha. And still the only grain that had become ripened by that time was one type of grain. And Shema Tomer Chitim, maybe you'll say, no, it was wheat that he brought, and wheat ripens later than other types of grain. No, Tamalomar, Sa'orim, the Pasuk said it was Lechem Sa'orim. Sa'orim is the first of the grains to be mispashal to ripen. Shema Tomer Lefnei Omer, maybe you'll say that was before they brought the Korban Omer, and that's why the Sa'orim are not yet ripened. Tamalomar, Teilam V'Yochelu. Pasuk says that Elisha told his Mishareis, go give it to the Talmidim, let them eat from this bread. Sa'achar Omer Haya, must have been that it was after the Omer, because the Chadosh was already Mutter, and that's why the Sa'orim were Mutter V'Achila, even though it was after the Omer, apparently the Chitim were not yet fully ripened. So obviously, if the Chitim were not yet fully ripened, really that should have been a Shanamu Uberes, because most of the grain was not ripened yet. So why wasn't Elisha ma'aber that shana? Because it must have been a year of famine. And everyone was running to the silos in order to be able to eat from the new grain. So he didn't want to be ma'aber the shana and be ma'arich the amount of time that they're going to have an Isser Chadash, and they're not going to be able to eat any of the food. The Sefer Sanhedrin Ketanah, one of the Achronim, raises the question: how can you prove from the fact that Elisha said Tein la'am v'yochelu, that it was after that Kravas HaOmer, if it was a time of Betzores, so it was famine, it was Pikuach Nefesh, so it didn't have to be after the Kravas HaOmer, you could eat the Chadash if it's Pikuach Nefesh, people are going to die otherwise, it's going to be a Sakana otherwise. So he suggests that the phrase Tein la'am v'yochelu makes it sound like to eat to their heart's content, that they should be ochel a kedei sviya. For sakonis nefashos, you let them eat, but you're not going to let them eat to their heart's content. I don't know. Okay, that's what he suggests. The Rishonim raised a different question. Why Taka, how do I know, Taka, that Elisha was not ma'aber, that Shana? Maybe he was an afal pikein. And that's why they had this problem. So Tosfos writes that if he was ma'aber the Shana, there's no way that they would not have found many minim that were ready in the special after the Zman of the Akravasa Omer. And the Marsha says, oh, with that we could answer another Kasha, because one could have asked, maybe Elisha was not ma'aber the Shana because the 2 years prior to it were already mu'ubaros, and you're not allowed to be ma'aber multiple Shanim one after the other. So, but according to Tosfos, you understand that if the years prior to it were also mu'ubaros, it's not possible that they would not have found kama minim shenis bashlu in that year. It's not possible they would not have found multiple types of grain that had already been ripened at that time. Okay, so now another b'risa about Yibur Hashanah. Tan Rabbanan, Ein Rabban Hashanah lefnei Rosh Hashanah, where Beis Din doesn't sit prior to Rosh Hashanah to look into whether the coming year should be a Shanah Mu'ubaris or not, because we have to be concerned that maybe they'll forget about it by the time Chodesh Adar comes around, and people will come to be mezalzel in the Yisr Chametz B'Pesach. V'imibrua Einu Mu'ubaris, and if they are Ma'abed the Shanah, then it's so early on, it's not mu'beres. Avol mepnei adchak, but when you have to be choshesh that maybe Bezin's not going to be able to be done be Yibur Hashanah when it comes closer to Chodesh Adar, which is the time that they should be ma'abed Hashanah. Rashi says, what do you mean they're not going to be able to? Maybe they don't have so many dayan smuchim, or the melech, or they're worried about what direction the government is going, and the melech may prohibit them from doing so. So this is their last chance, or they may not have a chance later on. Then ma'arbinosa acharas shana miyad. Then they could be ma'arbin the shana right away after Rosh Hashanah. It sounds from the pashas of the Gemara that even b'shas adchak, it's still got to be acharas shana, right? Meaning you expected the brisa to say you're not allowed to be ma'arbin the shana before Rosh Hashanah. But if they're concerned that it's not going to happen, you'd imagine the end of the sentence would be then they could be ma'arbin right before Rosh Hashanah. That's not what it says. It says then they could be ma'arbin acharas shana miyad, right after Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so it's still usher to be ma'aber prior to Rosh Hashanah, and that's in fact what the Rambam paskins in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. However, from Rashi in Dibra Maschal Aval, it sounds like b'shas hadchak they could even be ma'aber kodem Rosh Hashanah. It's just that they shouldn't be modia to the gola until after Rosh Hashanah. So they could be ma'aber the shana right before Rosh Hashanah, and then miyad achar Rosh Hashanah they can send out the messages to the gola. So the Achronim explained that they're arguing whether the din that it's also to be ma'aber kodem Rosh Hashanah is a din minat Torah. Because if it's a din min haTorah, then even b'shas hadchak they wouldn't allow it. But if it's only a din midrabanan, then they would allow it b'shas hadchak. V'yaf al pikein, and even in such a shas hadchak, ein ma'abrin ela adar. The Bezin is only ma'aber chodesh adar, to make two months of adar, but they don't make two of any other month. Meaning they always add a month to the tail end of the year. The reason for that is because the pasuk says the chodesh shnei masar hu chodesh adar. So if they were to be ma'aber any earlier year than any earlier month rather than Shnei Masar is not Chodesh Adar, right? That's what the pasuk in Megillas Esther says, because by the time of Megillas Esther they had already given names to the months, and that's why you find names to the months in Megillas Esther. Earlier in Tanakh they had not yet given the names to the months. The names to the months came, I think the Ramban writes, when they came back from Bavel, they attached names to the months. So when you have earlier in Tanakh, we only have numbers to the months. As Rav Shechter points out in one of his Svarim, that it's a big kasha. If they always had leap years, right? They always added an extra month, but they didn't have names to the month. So there was month number 12, and in a leap year, there was month number 13. So if you have a bar mitzvah boy that was born in month number 12 of a year that only had 12 months, and then he's bar mitzvah in a year that has 13 months, isn't it obvious that his bar mitzvah would be in the first of the Adars, right? Isn't it? How's there any room for machlokas? Because there was no, it wasn't called Adar. It wasn't, there was nothing special about that month. It was just numbers. So that was number 12. So his bar mitzvah should be in month number 13. Why would it be in month number 13? Right? So it's kasha, something to think about. But by the time they had Megillas Esther, so they already had Chodesh Adar. So we have in Tanakh already that it says the 12th month needs to be Adar. So if you're going to add a month earlier on in the year, then the 12th month is not going to be Adar. The Adar is going to be the 13th month. So that's why we're only Ma'abra Chodesh Adar. So it says, Eini, is that true that we're not Ma'abra the Shana before Rosh Hashanah? Va'ashalchu le'le Rava, but they sent a letter to Rava. And they included in this letter a number of Ramazim so that Rishayim shouldn't be able to intercept the letter and be malched into the Malchus about what they were up to. And they wrote the following Remiza, the following code to Rava, that Zug Bami Rekes, a pair of Talmidei Chachamim had come from Tveria, right? The Rava says in Maseches Megillah, in the first paragraph, that Rekes Zu Tveria, and it's called Rekes because Afilu Rekonin Shabar Malei Mitzvos Karimon, that's why it's called Rekes. Even the most empty people in Rekes are full of mitzvos like a Rimon. So a pair of Talmidei Chachamim came from Rekes, Utfaso Nesher, and the eagle grabbed him, and that's referring to the Parsi soldiers had arrested them. Ubiyadam dvarim anasim beluz, and what they were holding with them was something that was made in a place called Luz. So mainihu, what were these things that they were holding? Tcheles. They were carrying tcheles for the tzitzis, because Rashi points out in Maseches Sota Daf Mem Vav, it says Luz is shetsovin ba tcheles. In Luz is where they would dye the tcheles. Bezchus harachamim ubezchusam. In the zchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the zchus of these Talmidei Chachamim, yatsu b'shalom. They were able to get out peacefully. They didn't. They weren't assaulted or beaten too badly by these soldiers. And the Chachamim say also, Vamusei Yirechei Nachshon, the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, who comes from Nachshon ben Aminadav, who was the first of the Nasiim, right? He was the one that jumped into the Yamsuf first. I heard last week someone said that Rav Rimon had commented that Nachshon ben Aminadav was a hero because they needed someone to be Moser Nefesh to try to save Klal Yisrael. And he was the one who stood up. He said he feels like in this generation in Eretz Yisrael, if you look for someone who's willing to be Moser Nefesh to give up their lives for Klal Yisrael, hundreds of thousands of people would be jumping in to the Yamsuf. A beautiful thought. But anyway, so Vamusa Yirechei Nachshon, the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, Bikshu Lukva Nitziv Echad, he wanted to add 1 month to the year to be Ma'abed the Shana, Veloi Nichan Adomi Alaz. And the Malchus Edom wouldn't allow him to do so because they made a Gzeres Shemad against them. Aval Bali Asufos, but the Bali Asufos, and that's a reference to the Talmidei Chachamim. The Pasuk says, Divrei Chachamim Kedar Banu Sukumas Meros Natuim Bali Asufos. So Bali Asufos Talmidei Chachamim Nesvu V'Kavlo Nitziv Echad. They established 1 month to add to the year. B'Yerach Shemespa Aaron HaKohen. In the month that Aaron HaKohen died. Now Aaron HaKohen's Yartzeit is recorded in Chumash, so we know when Aaron HaKohen died. Aaron HaKohen died in Chodesh Av. So you see from here that B'Shas HaChak, apparently you're allowed to be Ma'arba the Shani even during the summertime, even during Chodesh Av, which is way before Rosh Hashanah. So apparently they're Ma'arba the Shani during Chodesh Av. So isn't that a kasha? We just said you're not allowed to be Ma'arba the Shani prior to Rosh Hashanah. Sans the Gemara, Chashubi Mechashvi. Bezin is allowed to sit to make the cheshbonos of when of whether the next year should be a Shana Muberes. But Gluya Lo Megalu, they cannot be Megalu to the Tzibur until after Rosh Hashanah, in order that that people not forget about it, and it's going to bring about a Mikshal. My Mashmadai Nitziv Lishna Diarchu. Where do you see that the word Nitziv means a month? I understand they were speaking in code, but how is this code decipherable, right? Meaning, how do you decode this the way they spoke? Because the Pasuk says in Sefer Melachim Aleph, V'lishlomo Shneimasar Nitzivim Al Kol Yisrael, V'chilku Las Hamelech Vesbeso, Chodesh Bashana, that Shlomo HaMelech had 12 people who were appointed over 12 different regions, and each of them was appointed to collect a particular amount of money and taxes in order to support the Melech and his entire staff. Right, a kingdom has a major staff, right? Just like someone was telling me, they know from a person that works in the current White House, in the Biden White House, and they said they're looking for a job, and 3,000 people are looking for a job, meaning you have a large staff. So then they all have to go looking for employment. So Shlomo HaMelech had a large staff that all needed to be supported. So he appointed people to collect taxes from different regions to support these people. And since these people were each given 1 month to supply the palace, so when the Chacham had to send things Biramiza, they referred to a Chodesh as a Nitziv. The Nitziv is a reference to the person who was in charge, but they were referred to, because since each one had a month, they, in speaking in Ramiza, they referred to a Chodesh as a Nitziv. Vaksiv, but the pasuk says Unitziv Echad Asher Ba'aretz. So if there are 12 Nitzivim that were over 12 months, what was this extra Nitziv for? So the Gemara says Rav Yudav Rav Nachman had Machlokas. Chad Amar Echad Munal Kulam. One says, well, that there was the chief over all of them, the chief tax collector for all of them. V'chad Amar Keneged Chodesh Ibor. One said, well, they had to have someone who would take over in Chodesh Ibor because that was no one else's responsibility. They only had 12 regular appointees, so they needed a 13th appointee. There's an interesting Chuvas Rivash where someone asked the Rivash what exactly is they asked him whether studying physics and metaphysics in Greek is considered Chachmas Yivanis. Is that what Chachmas Yivanis means? And the Rivash writes that no, that is not at all what Chachmas Yivanis means. He says Chachmas Yivanis means that when they speak in particular types of codes, he says it's clear in the Gemara that when the Gemara says in a few places that when Yerushalayim was besieged, they'd be mishalshal over the wall every day, a kupa shal dinari zahav, and then they would send back over to shnei tamidin, shnei kvasim l'tamidin, and there was one zakein that understood Chachmas Yivanis, and he spoke in Chachmas Yivanis, and Kol Zman they were also in the avoda, they were not nimsar biyadan, so he gave the secret over to the enemies, and therefore they knew to send over a chazir rather than kvasim. And at that time they said, "Arur adam sheyigadol chazirim, arur adam sheyilamid espinol chachmas yivanis." So you see that it's not nothing to do with physics or metaphysics or any other svarim that are that happen to be written in Greek. What you see is that it's the chachma is to speak a certain laws, to be able to know to speak in a lashon sasim in a way that no one else would understand, to speak in a certain code that nobody else can understand. And when that code is in Greek, that's called Chachmas Yivanis. And that's really what the Rambam writes in Perusha Mishnayis as well. And he said the Rambam writes that he has no suffix that Nishtakov lo nishar menu ba'olam, that it doesn't exist anymore. Not a little bit of it, not any remnant of Chachmas Yivanis exist. So the Chachmas Yivanis is specifically that, a little bit of a Hanukkah connection in today's daf, meaning exactly the way they were speaking in this Gemara, but if they had done that in Greek, that would be Chachmas Yivanis, that there was a particular way of speaking in code that was considered Chachmas Yivanis. Tanu Rabbanan, so we have a brisa. Ein ma'abrinas shana lo mishana l'chavirta. You're not supposed to be ma'abr the shana. If Bezin knows that they're going to have to be ma'abr next year, they should not be ma'abr this year instead. They should wait till next year when it's needed and be ma'abr next year. Meaning, even though they're anticipating that next year is going to, that one of these 2 years is going to require ibur, if it's not this year, then don't do it this year. You wait till the next year. Velo shalosh shanim zo achar zo. You're also not allowed to have 3 consecutive years of ibur hashana, since it's going to change all the seasons. And Nisan of the third year is going to be middle of the summertime. It's going to mess up the whole calendar. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva, Sheichavish Beis Asurim v'ibur shalosh shanim zo achar zo. One time, Rabbi Akiva was in jail and he was ma'aber 3 consecutive years. So don't you see that he allowed being ma'aber 3 years, one after the other? So Amrullah, the Chacham said to Rabbi Shimon, Misham Raya, you want to bring a Raya from there? You can't bring a Raya from there. Bezin Yoshev Kavu Achas Achas Bezmana. They were not Koveh 3 years to be Mu'ubaros Zoach Arzu. But since Rabbi Akiva was the greatest Baki in Ibra Shana, and the Malchus Harisha wanted to kill him, so Bezin sat for to be Ma'ayin, which of the coming years would require Ibor, and they were Koveh, the Ibor, for 3 different years. But they weren't consecutive. It was just 3 different years. But Mepnei Hadchak, they had to plan it out far in advance because they didn't know how much longer they were going to have Rabbi Akiva. Right? That's what we pointed out in Tosfos yesterday's daf, that Rabbi Akiva was able to be Ma'aber Shana Chutz La'aretz because Lo Iniach Kamosa Beretz Yisrael. He was the greatest expert. They couldn't imagine doing this without him. So that's why they were Ma'aber the Shanim way in advance when they had Rabbi Akiva. Tan Rabbanan. We have a brisa. Ein ma'abr nes hashana lo b'shviyas. You're not supposed to be ma'abr the shana during the Shemitah year because then you're going to be ma'arich the zman for the Yisra Avodah Sakarka. You're not allowed to plow the field and harvest or do anything during the Shemitah year. So in the Yad Ramah, he quotes Yerushalmi that the reason we're not ma'abr during the Shemitah year is because Shviyas is pater b'maiser. And the Chum didn't want to pater an extra month from the Chiv of Maisros. Meaning, forget about the fact that you can't work the field for an extra month. It's an extra month not having a mitzvah of being ma'abr mafresh maisos, and he says that yesh mafarshim, which is really the shita of Rambam, that the reason is that everyone is allowed to take from the svichei shviyas, and therefore you have to be choshesh that they're not going to be able to find tevua for the korban omer and the shtei alechem. But the Yerushalmi has that different reason. Okay, so you're not allowed to be ma'aber during a Shemitah year, v'lo b'motzai Shviyas, nor the eighth year, the year following a Shemitah year, because once the tevua, the old tevua is gone from the sixth year, and they need to eat from the tevua of the eighth year, if their basin is ma'aber that shana, they're going to be ma'arich li'isr chadash during that eighth year. So it's going to be an extra month where they're not going to have what to eat. Say, emasai, regidin la'aber erev Shviyas, which year is the most likely to be a Shana Mubaras? The year before the Shemitah year, because if they know that the next two cannot be a Shana Mubaras, so they better get ahead of themselves and be Ma'abra the Shana the year before the Shemitah year in order to add an extra month of Avodah Sakarka in preparation for the Shemitah year as well. So Shabbos Rabban Gamliel Hayu Ma'abrin B'Motzai Shviyas. Shabbos Rabban Gamliel would even be Ma'abra B'Motzai Shviyas on the eighth year. And they weren't Choshesh that it's going to be Ma'arich the Yisr Chadash, because they assume that you're allowed to bring your rakos and tevua from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael from the seventh year, which is mutter to eat by bringing the korban omer of the seventh year, and therefore they could eat from those yurakos. Whereas the chacham who asked being ma'aber the eighth year held that you're not allowed to bring your rakos and tevua from Chutz Laaretz, and therefore all they got is the Eretz Yisrael dika produce, and the Eretz Yisrael dika produce is not going to be enough because you can't import. They're arguing about the same machlokas as the following tanoi. Titania, Ein Mevi'in Yerek Mechutz La'aretz. Tanakama says you're not allowed to bring your rakos from Chutz La'aretz, and the same is going to be true for Tevua, because it's all the same reason. Rabbi Seinu Itiru, and the Rabbi Seinu allowed bringing it. My Benayu, what were they arguing about? They were arguing whether you have to be Choshesh that together with the Yerek and the Tevua from Chutz La'aretz, you're going to bring some dirt from Chutz La'aretz, and the Chamor Gozer Tuma on the dirt from Chutz La'aretz, because of Safik Kvarim, and they're going to be Metame, all the Taros of Eretz Yisrael. So the Tanakam is worried about this, and therefore he says you cannot bring it. And Rabbi Seinu, we're not worried about this, and therefore they thought that you are allowed to bring it. And the Gush of Chutzlaretz Metame, Rashi says, even Ba'oel, Tosos asks in Rashi that Mesech Zalos, it's Mufurish that Eretz Ha'amim is not Metame Ba'oel, it's only Metame B'mago Masa. And even though Mesech Shabbos and Mesech Nazir, it seems that it's Metame Ba'oel, that's only when it's Ma'ihil ala Karka, when that's in Eretz Ha'amim. But if you bring Gush from Eretz Ha'amim, it's not Metame Ba'oel. So Tosa says Choshe L'Gushayin means B'magomasa, that we're Choshesh, not that you can be Mahil on the Gush that's attached to these Yerakos and Tevuah, but that you might touch the Gush that's the pieces of Karka that are attached to these Yerakos and Tevuah. Now, I understand when you bring Yerak Me Eretz Ha'amim, there's reason to be Choshesh that you'll bring some of the dirt with it, because that's the derech when you pull out yerek, you pull out your rakos from the ground, that you take out clods of earth with it. But tevua l'chora, you have much less reason to be choshesh. The way you harvest tevua is you cut it with a sickle. You don't yank it out of the ground. So you shouldn't be pulling up ground when you're harvesting tevua. So it's hard to understand that's going to lead to bringing some gush from Chutz La'aretz. So the Yad Ramah asks this kasha, and he says not such a kasha, because there's always ma'at afar, and you have to be choshesh that all the afar of all the tevua is going to combine together. And that's Matzi's question, I guess. And he says there are those makamos that they're knowing to be ochre the tevua from the karka, to uproot it entirely, to pull it out with its roots. Okay, Matzi's question. So it's possible, Yad Ramah says, that they are actually bringing from the gush of Chutz La'aretz, even when it comes to tevua. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa. In Ma'abrinas Hashan Mepnei HaTumah, if Bezin sees that most of the tzibur is going to be tummy by the time they want to bring the Korban Pesach, and they're not going to have time to be mitired themselves, they should not be ma'abra the shana in order to be mitired, to give them time to be mitired themselves. They should rather just bring the Korban Pesach b'tumah. Rabbi Yehuda omer ma'abra. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if everyone's going to be tummy, we'd much rather bring the Korban Pesach b'tahara. So be ma'abra the shana. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, ma'isa b'chizkiyo melech Yehuda, shibir asashan b'nei ha'tumah. One time, chizkiyo melech Yehuda, when Rova b'nei Yisrael were tummy in the days of his father Achaz, because they were all tamei from Avodah Zarah. It was a bad time in Klal Yisrael. So the Merabah the Shana, in order to make the Korban Pesach Betara, and then he realized that he made a mistake and he was Merabah the Shana improperly. Ubikesh Rachmim Alatzmo. So he davened that he should have a kapara for what he had done. He had done the wrong thing in his judgment. Because the pasuk says in Divrei Yamim, Ki Marbis Ha'am Rabbis Me Afrayim Umenashi Yisachru Zvulin Lo Itaharu Ki Achlas HaPesach Belo Kakosuv Ki Yispalel Yichizkiyo Aleim Leimar Hashem Atov Yichaper Ba'ad. Meaning, since most of the people were Tameim, Yichizkiyo was Ma'abr D'Shana, but afterwards that he realized that was Shalok HaAlacha, and they ate the Korban Pesach, and therefore they ate the Korban Pesach at the wrong time. So he's Mevakish Rachamim that it should be a kapara for his for his Avera. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Imi Pnei Atuma Ibrua Mu'uberes. If they were Ma'abrit because of Tuma, then it does take a status of a Shana Mu'uberes. El Mnei Ma Bikesh Racham Al-Atzma, then why did he have to seek Rachamim and Kapara for what he had done? If any, meaning, I understand very well if he made a mistake and it was such an egregious mistake that it's not even a Shana Mu'uberes. So then everyone messed up Pesach. Everyone was eating Chametz on Pesach. Everyone was bringing Korban Pesach at the wrong time. That you need a good kapara for. But if it's muberes anyway, if it works anyway, so then what does he need kapara for? So why was he being mevakish racham al atzmo? She'ein ma'abr nela ador, hu iber nisan b'nisan, that he was ma'abr the shana after they had already declared that month Nisan, and then he changed it and turned it into ador sheni. And that's where he needed rachamim, because you're not supposed to do that. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rishim Rabbi Shimon, that Chizkiyahu was not ma'abr the shana at all. You know why he was mevakish rachamim? Ne'shehesi yisrael lasos pesach sheni. That he told the Klal Yisrael they should do Pesach Sheni, and that was an incorrect psak, because most of them were Tameh. They should have done Pesach Rishon Betuma and should not have been pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only when you have a minority of the Tzibur that's Tameh. So that minority of the Tzibur does Pesach Sheni. When the majority of the Tzibur is Tameh, so then you do Pesach Rishon, right? Tuma Sutra B'Tzibur, and you do Pesach Rishon. Karban Pesach is unique in that it has certain elements of a Korban Yachid and certain elements of a Korban Tzibur, because rarely do you have a Korban that normally a Korban Tzibur is like Korban Tamid. There's one that's brought for all of Klal Yisrael, right? The Shtei Alechem. There's one that's brought for all of Klal Yisrael. And a Korban Yachid is I bring my own personal Nedava or Korban Chatas or whatever. So that's a Korban Yachid. Korban Pesach is unique because all of Klal Yisrael has to bring, but separate ones. Everyone's got to bring their own. So in certain elements, it's like a Korban Yachid. In certain elements, like Korban Tzibur. So Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur works for Korban Pesach, because in that element, it has a din like a Korban Tzibur. This is the Mishnah Berurah writes that some only say the phrase in Musaf of Rosh Chodesh of the Kaparas Pesha he says, some say it always. Some only say it in the Shnase Ibur. And even in the Shnase Ibur, only until the end of the Chodesh until the end of Chodesh Adar. And he says, Naharu Naharu Pashtei, everyone should do Kiminag Makomam. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So in the article Siddur, it says, only during Chodesh Ibor up until Chodesh Adar, right? And not past, only in the Shnasi Ibor up until Chodesh Adar, not past that time. But what's that all about? Why would they have this line of Kaparas Pesha? So one of the suggestions is, based on our Gemara, that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was Ma'aber Nisan B'Nisan, and the Chum were not maskim to him, and he was mispalo that Hashem Atov Yichaper, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mechaper for him. So you see, the Kaparas Pesha relates to Ibur Hashana. So that's why during a leap year, you want to daven that for Kaparas Pesha, that you want to make sure that in case it needs a kapara, that they added to the leap year, that it should be a kapara. There are many other suggestions as well, but that's one of the suggestions. So Amar Mar, we had said in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'abrin, that Rabbi Yehuda says, we're ma'aber mipnei ha'tumah. Tumah is a good enough reason to be ma'aber. Alma islay the Rabbi Yehuda tumah dechuyah hi b'tzibur. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds that tumah is dechuyah b'tzibur. Meaning, even though tzibur is allowed to bring a carbon b'tumah, you shouldn't do that l'chachila. You should do whatever you can to become tahor. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need to be ma'aber the shana in order to be able to bring the Pesach b'tara. Give people enough time to become tahor. And don't just say, no big deal. We'll just do it. We'll just do it b'tumah. No, tumah's only tuchuya, it's not hutra. Vatanya, but we learned in a brisa that tzitz, the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, that's mechaper for karbanos, that it become tamei, that it should still be yolo l'ratzon, Bein sheyeshno al mitzcha, whether it's still on the head of the Kohen Gadol, bein sheyeshno al mitzcha, or whether it's not on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, miratza, the tzitzis miratza, divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda omer odo al mitzcha, when it's still placed on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, then miratza, then it's going to achieve what it's meant to achieve. Eino dal mitzcha, eino miratza, if it's not still on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, then it's not miratza, it does not achieve a ritzoy of that korban. So amrlo Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you say that if the tzitz is not munach on the Meitzach of the Kohen Gadol, that it's not Meratzeh, but Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim Yochiach, I'll bring you a raya from the Kohen Gadol when he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom HaKippurim, She'enu al Mitzcho, he's certainly not wearing the tzitz, because on Yom HaKippurim when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's wearing only the Big Day Lavan, because you know, in Kategor Nasa Sanegor, that you don't bring Big Days of Lefnai V'Lefnim, because that's a Kitrug on Klal Yisrael, it's reminiscent of the Chalei Egel, and nevertheless Meratzeh, if Tumah happens with any other Karbanos, it's still Meratza, even though apparently he's not wearing the tzitz. Samla Rabbi Yehuda, Hanach Yom Kippurim, Shetumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Ooh, Yom Kippur is different. All Karbanos that are brought on Yom Kippur are Karbanos Tzibur, and the Allah is, since they're Karbanos Tzibur, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, meaning you need the tzitz to be Meratza for a Karban Yachid that's brought B'Tumah, but for a Karban Tzibur that's brought B'Tumah, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, you don't need the tzitz to be Meratza. So there's no need for Kaparas HaTzitz, but a Karban Yachid that which does need kapara and isn't brought on Yom Kippur, because there's no such thing as Karban Yachid on Yom Kippur, the tzitz is not going to be Meratza unless it's on the actual Meitzach of the Kohen Gadol. The Rambam Paskins in the fourth parak of Bias Migdash that Eina Tzitz Meratza unless it's on the Meitzach of the Kohen Gadol, and he Paskins Allah that Tumas Duchuya B'Tzibur. So Kesem Mishnah points out in the name of Mari Korkus that it's a stira, because in our Sugi it says that according to Rabbi Yehuda that tzitz is Meratza only when it's on the Meitzach of the Kohen Gadol, you have to say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, because otherwise, what's going on Yom Kippur? Where's the ritzui coming from on Yom Kippur? So he says you have to touch up the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that it's not such a stark kasha, meaning the Rambam must have had a different answer to the Gemara's to the kasha, right? The challenge was, if you're going to hold, you need the tzitz al mitzcho to be meratza, where's the ritzui coming from in Yom Kippur? So the Gemara's answer was, because it's tzibur, tumah hutra b'tzibur, but the Rambam paskins tumah duchuya b'tzibur. So the Rambam must have held that Yehuda could have given a different answer. It's just that the Rav Chedimilsa, he responded tumah hutra b'tzibur. So the Binyan Shlomo says, what do you mean? What could he have said? So he explains based on Tosos and Yuma. Tosos and Yuma Davav raises the question, how can you bring a raya from Yom Kippur that tzitzis is merapa even when it's not a mitzvah shel kohen gadol? It could be that it's not meratza, but you're allowed to be makrav b'tumah because tumah is nitches m'prei carbon Seabor, and even though you do whatever you can to bring a patara, but when there's no other possibility, you're makrav b'tumah. So just like the tumah of the Kohanim themselves, that the tzitz is not mechaperon, and nevertheless, it's nitches for the carbon seabor. So apparently, Rabbi Yehuda could have just answered in that way. I mean, he could have just said, eino chinami, it's not meratza, but you got to do what you got to do, and tumah is duchuya b'tzibor, and you have no other choice, so you got to go ahead with it. So the Rambam holds that you can paskin tumah duchuya b'tzibor, and still paskin that the tzitz is not Meratza unless it's on the Meitzach of the Kohen Gadol. But anyway, you see from Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa that he holds Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, that you don't need to look for a way to make sure that everybody's going to be tar, because if that were the case, then you still would have needed Ritzoy Tzitz on Yom Kippur. So it must be that Tumos Hutra B'tzibur, and that's a stira to what he said in the Brisa that we quoted earlier, that you're Ma'aber the Shana in order to bring the Karban Pesach B'tara. But if Tumos Hutra B'tzibur, why do you need to bring the Karban Pesach B'tara? Let everyone be Tameh, it's Hutra anyway. So and the Gemara asks on the Makshan, Ula Tameh, and according to you, that you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds you should be ma'abar the shanim b'nei atumah, and therefore you're asking a stira about what Rabbi Yehuda says legabe the tzitz, tikshilach higufa. You could have asked a stira in the brisa itself, because it says Rabbi Yehuda omer ma'abrin, that Rabbi Yehuda says we're ma'abar the shanim b'nei atumah, and then the brisa goes on to say v'yom Rabbi Yehuda ma'isa b'chizkiyah melech Yehuda sheiber is shanim b'nei atumah u'bigish rachamim l'atzma, and he davened that he did the wrong thing, and he davened for rachamim. Why did he have to be mevakish rachamim? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to be ma'abar the shanim b'nei atumah, so he did. He did everything right. Ella, what you have to say is chisur mechsa. There's something missing from the brisa. V'hachi katani, and here's how to read the brisa. Ein ma'aber neshana mipnei atuma. You're not supposed to be ma'aber neshana mipnei atuma. V'im ibrua mi'uberes. And if you were ma'aber neshana mipnei atuma, it's going to be a shana mi'uberes b'di'evet. That's the Tanakama shita. Rabbi Yehuda omer eina mi'uberes. That since tuma is hutra b'tzibor legamri, so they were ma'aber neshana for no reason. When you're ma'aber neshana for tuma, that's for no reason because they could have just have done it betuma, and therefore the ibur is not going to be chal. And therefore, v'yama Rabbi Yehuda v'chulei, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that the mice of Chizkiyo, and he brings a raya to his shita, that the mice of Chizkiyo amel, that he's marbed the son of Ne'atuma, and then he had to be mivakish rachum al atzmo, because it was clear to him that he did shalokadin, that he did improperly, because tumah hutra b'tzibur, and there was no reason to be ma'abr the shana. Ihach, in fact, the Gemara, if that's the case, how do you explain the rest of the brisa? Rabbi Shimon Omer, im ipnei atuma ibrua mu'uberes, that l'chadchila, you're not ma'abr b'nei atuma, but b'dievet, the ibur is going to be chal, but hainu tanakama. But according to what we're saying right now, Rabbi Shimon is saying the exact same thing the tanakama holds, which is that l'chadchila, you're not supposed to be ma'abr the shana b'nei atuma, but if you are ma'abr the shana b'nei atuma, it is in fact mu'uberes. So amarava, l'chadchila ikibinayu. Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon are disagreeing whether l'chadchila you should be ma'abr the shana b'nei atuma. According to the Tanakama, you don't do l'chadchila. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can even be ma'abr the shana l'chadchila b'nei atuma, even though he uses a lashon of b'diavad. He says in b'nei atuma ibrua mu'uberes. He only says that agav the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who said eino mu'uberes. So Rabbi Shimon, when he comes to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, says, "Oh, you say that if they did it, it's eino mu'uberes? No, if they did it, it's mu'uberes. You know why? Because that's what they're supposed to do. That's what they're supposed to do in l'chadchila." And in that way, he's disagreeing with both Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. So Gemara brings a raya from Braisa that this taka is the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. Tanya nami hachi, ein ma'abr nesashon b'nei atuma l'chadchila. Tanakama says l'chadchila, you're not supposed to be ma'abr the shana b'nei atuma. Rabbi Shimon omer ma'abrin. Rabbi Shimon says even l'chadchila el m'nei ma b'kesh rachmim al atzmo. So then why was Chizkiyo ha-melech mevakesh rachmim for himself for being ma'abr the shana b'nei atuma? He was allowed to be ma'abr the shana? No, that had nothing to do with tuma. Shein ma'abrin al ador. That was for a different reason. You're only supposed to be Ma'aber Chodesh Adar, and he waited till it was already Nisan, and then he declared the month that was Nisan to become Adar Beis. So he's Ma'aber the Shana when it was already Nisan. So now the Gemara explains Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Amar Mar. We had said before that Rabbi Shimon knows that the reason he was Mevakish Rachamim Alatzmo is She'in Ma'abrim El Adar, Vu'iber Nisan B'Nisan. The less the Chizkiyo, did Chizkiyo not hold of the drasha that Chodesh Zalchem ze Nisan ve'in acher Nisan? That once you koveh something as Chodesh Nisan, you're not allowed to be ma'abr the shana and call it Chodesh Adar and call something else Nisan, the following month Nisan? How could he have? Meaning, I understand that he made a mistake and he was mevakish rachamim, but how did he make such an elementary mistake? This is something that for someone of Chizkiyo's stature, no one is perfect. Everyone makes mistakes, but the types of mistakes people make usually a reflection of their stature. Chizkiyo HaMelech shouldn't be making a mistake like this, that he was Ma'abr Nisan B'Nisan. It's such an obvious drasha. So as the Gemara, he didn't make that mistake. Tav de Shmuel, he made a mistake in something much more nuanced. Da Amar Shmuel, Ein Ma'abr Nishana B'Yom Shloshim Shel Adar, that you're not allowed to be Ma'abr Nishana even on the 30th day of Adar, Hol V'Rotwi L'Kovo Nisan, since that day could have been Nisan, had it been Chodesh Chasar, had Adar been a Chodesh Chasar, the 30th day could have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And even then it's too late to be Ma'abr the Shana. The Iyu and Chizkiyah Savar Hol V'Roy Lo Amrinan. Yeah, but bottom line is, Adar was a 30-day month. It was not a 29-day month, so it's still Adar, so I'm still in the clear. I could still be Ma'abr the Shana. That's where he made a mistake. And therefore he was Ma'abr on the 30th day of Adar, and then he changed, then he realized his mistake, and he was Moda that Shmuel's din is actually correct, and he did improperly, and that's why he was Mevakesh Rachamim al Atzmo. So Tanya Namiachi, we have a Braisa that says just like this, Ein Ma'abr Nishan B'Yom Shloshim Shel Adar, Hol V'Ro'i L'Kovo Nisan. They are not allowed to be Ma'abr Nishan on the 30th day of Adar, because it's Ro'i L'Kovo Nisan. So Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that Mipnei She'esi Yisrael Asas Pesach Sheni, that the real reason Chizkiyo, we said earlier, the real reason Chizkiyo was Mevakesh Rachamim on himself, according to Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Shimon, is because he told Klal Yisrael do Pesach Sheni when they really could have done Pesach Rishon, and that was a mistake in Pesach. Well, Hechidami, what was the mistake he made that originally he told them to do Pesach Sheni and then he changed his mind? So Amar Rav Ashi, Gonshoy Yisrael, Mechza Tameyim, Mechza Torim. Case was, everyone knew that if Rov Klal Yisrael's tummy, you do Pesach Rishon, you don't need to be docha them to Pesach Sheni. And everyone knows that if Miyut Klal Yisrael's tummy, you're docha that Miyut to Pesach Sheni. So what was going on? It was 50-50. V'nashim Ashlimos Tator Vod Fasalehem. But when you count the women in the group, then there are more than there are more tahorim than there are tameim. Meaning the men were mostly tameim, whereas the women were mostly tahoros, and therefore they balanced out the men, and to the point that if you count the women in the census, there are more tahor people than there are tamei people. So if you count the men alone, you're going to make Pesach Rishon Betumah, and you're not going to push it to Pesach Sheni because it's Rubam Tameim. And Ish is Nitchel Pesach Sheni, but not at Tzibor. Tzibor is not Nitchel Pesach Sheni. So if Rav of Tzibor is Tamei on Pesach Rishon, you do Pesach Rishon. But once you count the women along with them, now Rav of the Am is Tar. And if Rav of the Am is Tar, then you do Pesach Sheni. So Meyikara Savar Nashim Rishon Chava. Initially, he thought that women are Chayiv in Pesach Rishon in the Torah, and therefore they should be counted in that Cheshbin. And only a minority of them were of Klal Yisrael, therefore was Tamei. So a minority of Klal Yisrael could be pushed to Pesach Sheni. But then he came to the realization that women are not chayiv in Pesach Min HaTorah, and therefore they don't get counted. And therefore when you're counting those who do count, it's a majority Tameim. A majority Tameim doesn't get pushed to Pesach Sheni. So Gufa, we had said, Amr Shmuel, we had said earlier that you're not Mabrit Shana on the 30th day of Adar because it's Ra'ui to be Nisan. And if you did, does it count? They should not say that that Chodesh is Mekudash as Adar Sheni because it was already Ra'ui to be Nisan. So Zen Nisan Veinachar Nisan means that you're not Mekadish it at all, and when the following month comes, there'll be Mekadish it L'Shem Nisan. So Kitchumai, what would be the din if Beis Din was not quiet about it? They were Mekadish it L'Shem Adar Sheni. So is the Ibur Shana going to be Chal? Amarava Batali Ibur. The Ibur of that year is going to be batal, so the kiddush of the chodesh of Adar Sheni is going to be batal because it was roi l'kovel nisan. You cannot be beferish, you cannot be makadish it because zen nisan veinachar nisan. Rav Nachman Amar Mubar Mekudash. No, but the evidence that the ibur is going to be chal even in such a case, and the kiddush haChodesh is going to be chal l'shem Adar Sheni. Amalei Rav Nachman Michti Mipuri l'pischot lasin yomenavu, from Purim to Pesach is 30 days. Umipuri yodashin b'ilchos haPesach, and already starting on Purim we learn hilchos Pesach. The Tanya Shol. And built a Pesach Kodem Pesach Shloshim Yom. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Shtei Shabbosos. So we only spent 2 weeks learning Hilchos Pesach. So you hold that Bidyeva, the Ibur is going to be Chal on the 30th day of Adar, but we paskin like the Shita the Chachamim. So people are already learning Hilchos Pesach from Purim time, and they're not going to know that the Shana is a Shana Mubaris. They're going to think it's time for Pesach 30 days later. Vichimati Yesh Yarcha Mirachinle. And now when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, and they're Ma'abar the Shana, and they're Marchik Pesach by another month, people are going to be mezalzel in the Yisr Chameitz because since they heard the drasha, they're not going to believe that the Shulchan Basin that the Shana was Misaberes because they've been going to Pesach Shiurim for 2 weeks already. They're not going to believe that they need to wait another 4 weeks for Pesach. So they're going to think Pesach was Bizman Oba. They're going to observe it then, and a month later they're going to be enjoying their Chameitz. So Amalei made the idea the Shatama Abarta B'chush Minatali Milsa. No one's going to make that mistake. Everyone knows that there are cheshbonos that need to be made in order to figure out when there's going to be a Shana Mubaris. Army cheshbonos who did losalik l'rabban nadhashta. And I'm going to say, the reason they didn't do it until now is they couldn't figure out the cheshbon until now. Just because they attended a few Pesach shiurim, they're not going to think that it's necessarily a done deal that Pesach is coming exactly when they expect it to come. And they know that it's still a possibility that it will be delayed by yet another month. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rabbi Amar Shmuel at the bottom of the page. Have a wonderful day and a Freilich and Chag. Thank you.